A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Eventually, with the connivance of the authorities, a move was made by pagans as well as Jews to make attacks on the apostles and to stone them. When the apostles came to hear of this, they went off for safety to Lycaonia, where in the towns of Lystra and Derbe, and in the surrounding country, they preached the good news. A man sat there who had never walked in his life, because his feet were crippled from birth. And as he listened to Paul preaching, he managed to catch his eye. Seeing that the man had the faith to be cured, Paul said in a loud voice, "Get to your feet, stand up." And the cripple jumped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the language of Lycaonia, "These people are gods who have come down to us disguised as men." They addressed Barnabas as Zeus, and since Paul was the principal speaker, they called him Hermes. The priests of Zeus outside the gate, proposing that all people should offer sacrifice with them, brought garlanded oxen to the gates. When the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard what was happening, they tore their clothes and rushed into the crowd, shouting, "Friends, what do you think you are doing? We are only human beings like you. We have come with good news to make you turn from these empty idols to the living God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that these hold. In the past he allowed each nation to go its own way. But even then he did not leave you without evidence of himself in the good things he does for you. He sends you rain from heaven. He makes your crops grow when they should. He gives you food and makes you happy." Even this speech, however, was scarcely enough to stop the crowd offering them sacrifice. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be one who loves me, and anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and show myself to him." Judas, this was not Judas Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, what is all this about? Do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words. And my word is not my own, it is the word of the one who sent me. I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you." Many people in the English-speaking world were somewhat spellbound this last weekend with royal pageantry and pomp. Paul and Barnabas are almost subject of similar pomp and pageantry in their own time. Being regarded as Zeus and Hermes is a step up from any earthly coronation. Rightly, Paul and Barnabas reject this mistaken identification and turn from the pomp and pageantry offered them. Pageantry and pomp, whether directed at royalty or to false gods, pass. Today we are called back to the simplicity and challenge of the eternal core of our faith. Love. A love that opens our eyes to see God and encounter Christ. This against the tendency in us which confuses love and gratification. We have emotions we call love, and which desire a certain gratification. So we make love to fulfill that need and pass on to scratch the next itch. The love that Jesus commands us to is the unfailing and unconditional drive to contribute to the fulfillment of another. Not the gratification, the fulfillment. The fulfillment of the image of God in us is this ability to love, not to be gratified, but to fulfill. We are called beyond the desire for gratification. The energy boost and emotional welling of pomp and pageantry. We are called to fulfill life for one another. There lies the gift and ability to become a home for God. A home for God. We fulfill love being a home for God. Today, let us welcome God home by love which gives, not grabs. A love which leads to the fulfillment of our fundamental reality, being home to God. Amen.